Good evening, y'all. The clock just struck five, therefore it is time to go live. As always, I am Kate, and unfortunately, Connor happens to be out sick today, but she here in spirit. Y'all know what it is. Welcome to Gadio on Blaze Radio. If you don't know what that is, Gadio is all about the best of news and pop culture within the LGBT community. And today, for the very first time in Gadio history, we have a special guest. Y'all want to know who that special guest is? This is Olivia Richard. This is Cronkite royalty out here on Gadio this evening.
I mean, I don't know about Cronkite royalty. I think I'm just, you know, struggling through like everyone else.
No. Let me explain to you why Olivia Richard is Cronkite royalty. So y'all know RuPaul, RuPaul's Drag Race, the very famous show within the LGBT community. It's all about basically the top-notch drag queens of the world compete on RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's, the one and only RuPaul's peeps, called Olivia Richard and told her that they want to hook her up and let her do some promo for them. So tell me how that was, Liv. How'd that even happen?
So the whole process was kind of a blur. Like, I was always interested in RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, I think it's one of those shows that has kind of transcended the LGBT community. And, I mean, it's really entered just pop culture in general. I think it's something that there's a wide range of interest for. And so when I got a phone call with the opportunity to interview, of all people, Courtney Act, who is stunning and an absolutely lovely person, I jumped at it. I could not believe my ears. It was unreal.
That's pretty sick. She's only a sophomore, guys. I aspire to be like Olivia when I grow up. But for y'all who don't know Courtney Act, we'll just give you a little rundown of who she is. She was on season 6. Was she on any other seasons of RuPaul?
She was not on any other seasons, but she did compete in Australian Idol, and she was a finalist there. So, I mean, and she was a finalist in RuPaul.
So she's popping. She's essentially popping. All right, we'll give you a little rundown as to who Courtney Act is. She's an accomplished singer, performer. She competed and was a finalist, like Olivia said, on Australian Idol. She most recently competed on season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race, where she was a runner-up. So yeah, she's pretty up there in the drag community. She basically is queen.
Basically, I mean, she sings, she performs, she has a music video, she just was on tour.
Y'all, we're going to play her voice for y'all later so you can hear. She can sing. She don't just sing, she sang. You know what I mean?
Like, she's amazing. I mean, she really is just a performer in all aspects. I mean, not many people can make a transition to Broadway, and she really did that, and her reviews were excellent across the board.
Obviously. All right. So one of my favorite parts, let's just talk about RuPaul's Drag Race for a sec. One of my favorite parts of RuPaul's Drag Race is the part where they just do they like dress up and they have to create their outfits and everyone's fighting and dissing each other. And it is a hot mess. Clothes are
hot
flying everywhere. Glitter, the whole
everything,
night.
Feathers, everything.
So there's this segment. Actually, Olivia watches the show a lot more than I do, so please just explain this.
Okay, so they have, like, in certain challenges, they have to make their own outfits. And so, I mean, I'm fascinated with, like, how much time they're able to, you know, dedicate to creating this. And how many outfits they were actually able to bring. So I took the opportunity when I was talking to Courtney to ask her about that. And, you know, she's a girl after my own heart. She likes her clothes, likes her shoes. I'll let her say, like, tell you what the rules are.
They tell you that you can bring 5 bags, but you know what they didn't do? They didn't say how big the bag could be. So I went to Home Depot and bought these massive tubs, like this giant store, 50 gallon, I don't know how many 50 gallons is, I know metric, but they were really big. Like, I could have easily, like, fit the whole cast of Drag Race in my baggage if I'd, like, cut off some of their limbs and stuff to fit.
Be the greatest star, and nothing and no one's gonna keep me down, and you and you and all of you, oh, make you love.
Don't do it.
Watch me be your star.
Oh,
all of you. That was a little bit of a clip of Courtney singing. It was from my favorite episode of her season, which was from Shade the Rusical. Oh my gosh, that was just a bunch of laughs. I know, Kaylee, you got an opportunity to see that one.
Shade the Rusical.
I mean, it was so entertaining. I watched it multiple times, and I will shamelessly admit that if I could sing at all, I would totally want to be Penny, which is a character that Courtney plays. And when I say she plays the character, I mean she embodied it, right, Kayla?
You right, girl. I'm still stuck on the fact that this is called Shade the Rusical, but I'm going to let you finish. No,
so, like, you know, with her doing her Broadway, having been on American Idol, I was really curious to find out how she was able to get into character for this role. I mean,
right.
With such a short time frame, it's not like they have months to prepare. So Courtney was kind enough to tell me a little bit about how she envisioned Penny in order to get the product that we saw on television.
Well, she was a young ingenue who just arrived in town, and then she fell in with the wrong crowd drinking fish oil. I actually just read somewhere, maybe in Vulture, RuPaul did an interview, and I think he said, maybe it was that interview, it could have been somewhere else, so he said that there's like a Shade the Rusical, the album coming out. But I don't know whether, I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't know whether it's like our Shade the Rusical or whether it's some sort of other like RuPaul musical album.
I mean, a CD, Shade the Rusical,
flies off the shelves.
I'm totally in for that. I mean, talk about, like, good sound quality. I mean, good musicality. I think that the performers on RuPaul's Drag Race, they're really more than just drag queens. They're, you know, they're varied and diverse performers, I think.
Don't you think it's amazing how they have such a vast following of straight and LGBT viewers? It's not just something that's meant for, you know, older gay men or young gay women to watch. Like, it's for everyone to enjoy.
I mean the fact that
Olivia's straight.
I'm a straight young lady in Phoenix, and I am all about RuPaul's Drag Race. Have been since, I think, I want to say, gosh, I'm gonna date myself, 8th grade.
Oh gosh. You're getting old, girl.
Since like 8th grade, when I first saw it actually on Netflix. It's not on Netflix anymore, but I think season 2 was on Netflix, and I was all about that life.
Back when Netflix was the stuff.
Yeah. Netflix had some really good shows, and I mean, I really just use Netflix as an opportunity to, like, diversify myself and, like, my viewing habits.
You're so cultured. Girl,
oh, get over yourself. Like,
all right. So, but do you think that RuPaul's Drag Race has a good representation of people in the drag community? Do you think it shows enough of the deep side of them?
I think they do a good job. I mean, I talked to Courtney a little bit about this. Personally, as a viewer, I really like the opportunities where I see the queens, oftentimes it's at the makeup mirror, just talking about each other's lives, and then it gives me as a viewer insight into who these people are more than just performers. But I really talked to Courtney, and she had a lot to say on this topic. I mean, a lot of times what we see on TV isn't a fair representation. And I think it's important that people don't just make assumptions of people based on that. So, I mean, I'm just going to play a clip from our interview.
All right.
That I think was really good.
I mean, I think that we were just trying to do our best and deliver great performances. You know, the television always tells its own story, but I just remember being really focused. And I think one of the things about our season, which was funny, is that we were all getting on so well, and we were all so supportive and having such a fun time that we didn't have that, like, you know, competition conflict where we were, like, wanting other people to lose so we could win. It was more just everybody having a good time, which was really nice.
I mean, there's definitely, a lot of times you feel like they're competing and it's kind of cutthroat, you know. You would think everybody wants to win $100,000, be the next drag
That's
superstar.
That's how much they win?
Yes.
Girl.
And they've won.
I'm a drag queen now.
And, like, not to mention, like, the prizes, like, I think 1 year it was sponsored by MAC, then NYX, then Anastasia Cosmetics, and they've had Sephora, and they also win, like, a lifetime supply or a year supply, one of the two.
You gonna catch me on season, what's the next season coming
nine.
Up? Season 9? You can catch me, Kayla King Sumner, on RuPaul's Drag Race, you heard it here.
Like, honestly, though, they...
$100,000?
Yes! And not to mention, like, most of these queens after the show, whether they win or not, they go on to do music videos and appearances. And they really, what I like about the queens in RuPaul's Drag Race is they all, as crazy as some of them can be, and some of them are, like, off a little, you know, a screw loose. But as crazy as they can be, they all stand for something. And activism is really important. And tied in with the show, I mean, there's all sorts of cues to it. I mean, I can't even identify how many times in just the last episode of this season that RuPaul mentioned that the clothes were from, you know, the clothes that they use and provide for the girls are benefiting the AIDS project or, you know, HIV awareness. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of causes that the RuPaul's Drag Race company and the queens stand behind, yeah. And I really admire that.
That's amazing. I think that's most important just because, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race, I feel, in my opinion, represents a very small portion of the drag community. Everybody
Which
else
is, true.
Is
it's
putting it together with spit and glue. That's what my grandma used to say. Oh, no. But, yeah, you know what I mean. So I think it's really nice that they focus on issues that represent the entire drag community as a whole.
Yeah, cool. And speaking of, like, representing people as a whole, I know we mentioned it a little bit earlier in our show, but a lot of times, like, and I really got this from Courtney, so we'll let her tell you about it, but a lot of times it seems like entertainers feel as though audiences judge them based and make assumptions and feel like they know them. And I was really surprised to find out how much that affects them. Like, I'm just going to play a clip that it was absolutely moving.
When I was on Idol in 2003, that was like a hugely positive experience, but still coming off the show, I was really affected. Like, being on television and having... It kind of changes your world because everybody all of a sudden knows something about you before you know anything about them. And it's a real, like, really quick shift, and it's really hard to catch up. And so, yeah, emotionally it was really challenging at times. And it's literally taken the last 2 years to kind of get back to a really sort of, like, mentally healthy state, I guess. But now I'm feeling good, and it's interesting looking back because all of the challenges that it presented have now made me so much more of a better and more well-rounded person. So, yeah, it's cool. But, like, when people see sort of a version of you on television that may not be completely in alignment with who you are, it's kind of challenging to reconcile how people think you are and how you feel you are. So that was sort of the biggest challenge.
I mean, I can't imagine people just, like, I mean, I want to be a broadcast reporter. I mean, I can't imagine someone just watching the news and thinking that they know me and they've made up their mind about me and the kind of person I am based off those cuts.
Do you think that that's something that people sign up for? I feel like, I don't know, I guess in my opinion, like, when you get on TV, it's kind of like something that naturally happens. Yeah, you are subject to people's opinion, even the ignorant ones. People are going to say, oh my God, I don't like that girl. Why don't you like her? Because she looked like she stank.
I mean, I think a little bit it is, but at the same time, I don't know if audiences really realize that these people are people too, and they're not actors. I mean, in reality TV, sometimes you get actors, but in this case with RuPaul's Drag Race, you're getting people off the street, like, that are drag better drag performers. And yes, they're at the top of their game, but they're people first. And I think that no matter how famous you get, you deserve to be treated as a person. And people don't realize how big of a part editing is when it comes to television shows and, you know, personifications of people on reality TV. And you can take a really good person, I think, and edit them into a really unappealing and, you know, not a nice person.
Do you think that is then on the viewers or the people who make the shows?
I think the editing issue would be on the producers and editors, but I think the assumptions of people without knowing them is on the viewer.
Yeah. Okay, I could see that. So I think, Olivia, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, I know, yeah, they're actually coming to Phoenix. I'm very excited about it.
Olivia's going.
I am excited about it. And you guys can go, too, because we'll be giving away some tickets.
Uh-oh.
We have 5 pairs of tickets that will be given away throughout the week, so stay tuned. We will be social media, putting it out.
I'll promote this on my Twitter for show.
We will be sharing different ways in which you, too, can win tickets to RuPaul's Extravaganza tour. I'm really excited about this.
And that's going on. What day next week?
It's
going
to be April 27th, but I did talk with Courtney about this as well, a little bit about what we can expect.
Olivia's got all the insider info. Let's
hear this. You know, at this point, I like to think I'm BFFs with Courtney Act, but I doubt she knows I exist even after our interview.
Oh, please.
She's probably like, I just did, like, an interview with some girl. Yeah.
Remember, these people called her.
So I'm just going to, like, let Courtney tell you a little bit about what we'll be seeing from the Extravaganza tour. It's the battle of the season, so I'm looking forward to some of the best of the best fighting it out. Like,
battle of the season show. We're on tour around – we just finished the European tour. We're now in North America. I'm sitting on a bus right now with Miss Fame, Fifi, Violet, Ginger, Adore, Alaska, and Michelle Visage, and we're traveling around America doing our show. And so it's like a big kind of, I guess it's like a variety show. We're going to be at the Celebrity Theater. So it's like a nice big theater with professional lights and sound. Like, usually drag queens are seen in gay bars and nightclubs, so it's really nice to have that professional kind of aspect. And we've got group numbers, and we've got a fashion show where we all wear, like, some of our favorite looks from RuPaul's Drag Race. And it's a really fun night. We just finished Europe, and it was just epic. Like, the energy of the crowd every night, just, like, thousands of screaming people having the best time, like, looking out and seeing everybody, like, smiling and singing along. So it's really cool.
Something else I always look forward to, and I think every viewer on, like, every viewer of RuPaul's Drag Race, their favorite episode, like, you live for it, is Snatch Game. And for those of you who don't know, it's kind of like a spinoff of the Match Game. So the drag queens, they pick someone that they want to impersonate, a celebrity, a notable character, and they have to answer questions based off what their character would do. So it's an exercise in remaining in character. And oh my goodness, it is hilarious. It is the best part of the season.
What's the funniest one that you've seen?
Oh my gosh, I think the most well done I've seen was Jinx Monsoon.
These names, y'all.
Oh my gosh, that was by far my favorite, because there was a queen, and I'm gonna make you all look for it. I'm not gonna, like, you know, throw under the bus, but there was a queen, and she missed her cue. Like, RuPaul served it up on a platter, and she let the waiter keep on walking. She missed it. And
when you know you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, when you have metaphors like that.
Like, she served it up on a platter and she missed it. And there was this awkward pause. And Jinx, who was impersonating Little Edie, which is she's a fashion icon, and one of the Kennedys' cousins. And so I think it was a political question. It was, are you into politics? And she leans over and she said, in reference to the scandal, she leans over and goes, oh, really? It was quite the scandal. It was in all the papers at the time with my cousin. And I died. It was so well-timed. And then someone turned around and was like, you need to speak English to her. And she goes, I originated the language. Like, and I was like, yes. Like, I was living
Snatch
for
game.
It. Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're going to be doing that too. I think Courtney said a little bit more about the show, didn't she?
Yeah. Tell us.
And then there's the Snatch Game, and then there's the fashion show. So there's lots of stuff that keeps us busy. Like, I think it goes for about 2 hours, and we kind of get dressed, go to the dressing room. Sometimes we have, like, a little minute to have a kiki backstage, but then it's back on stage for the next.
I love how – wait, I'm sorry to interrupt you. She just said, are we going to have a kiki backstage?
I mean, I would love to, like, chill out with, like, all the RuPaul queens and just, like
– No, that's what have a kiki means, to have a like, gathering.
Yeah, hang out. And a hoot nanny. Like, I love that as, like, a straight girl, like, I feel so committed. I feel as though when she was like, we're going to have a kiki backstage, I thought she was, like, talking to me. Obviously, she's not. But, like, oh, God, I just love that RuPaul's Drag Race really gives you an insight into, like, a little bit of an insight into a different community. And I think it does a good job just showing that there's a diverse group of people that make up the LGBT community. So whether the show defines the community or not, it definitely has a fair and balanced representation of the people. I mean, we have people who come from wealthy backgrounds. We have people who are Black, Hispanic, Filipino, all different ethnicities, all different backgrounds, all different parts of the country. Something I really appreciate.
And that's me too. I think that's a beautiful thing. You have any more clips for us? Because, you know, this is a special entity right here. We have special clips of Olivia and Courtney Act.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I don't know. No more clips, no more little tidbits. You'll have to go to the show. And if you stay tuned and you tune in throughout the week, you may be able to win yourself some tickets. That way you can experience the show, too. And who knows? Maybe you'll see me and Kayla there. Kayla, hey, want to come with me?
I do. Am I invited?
Yeah. Got a plus one.
What?
Yes.
Girl, guys, this is an exclusive. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, Olivia. It's been a grand old time. That's it for today. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Tune in to Gaydio on Blaze Radio every Monday night at 5 for the best LGBT news, issues, and popular culture. I'm Kay. See you next week.